Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
What would you do if the ocean vanished, only to come rushing back towards you as a 30-foot wall of water? In this season of Against the Odds, relive four extraordinary stories of survival during the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, the deadliest on record. Listen to Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe. So that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
And also, thanks for saying Gretchen instead of Gretchers. Gretchers! My bad, Gretchers!
Gina, given that you forgave Katie at the hot pot, how hurtful was it hearing from Kiki Monique that Katie told her that she perceived you to be making racist comments while Emily was putting eggs in her purse and trying to be hilarious while dissing an entire country's food choices?
Well, I would like to address this. Obviously, you can understand how that sounds horrifying to me. Like, with that sad. Now, me watching back and seeing, like, that whatever I said, which was totally not meant to be malicious in any way, shape, or form, but seeing that that triggered a trauma in you from your past, like, I'm not in the business of triggering trauma.
I'm not here to trigger trauma. Who triggered trauma?
I'm in the business of selling one bedrooms to 75-year-olds, okay?
I love when she kept saying trigger trauma. I was cracking up.
I'm not here to trigger trauma, okay? And if that's what I did in that moment, then, like, I understand that, and I'm sorry for that.
No, it's not triggering a trauma. What you said was racially fucked up. Who says that to somebody? And she did wear Asian designers, and I don't know why anybody's listening to Gina. Like, Gina would know where any designer is from, besides TJ Maxx.
I think that, no, Gina, I have to say, I do appreciate, because Gina has been doing a really good job of celebrating Asian designers, too, because it's Shein, right? Is that the is that the brand that she's been wearing a lot?
I really support 10-year-olds being forced into labor to glue clothes together. So I'm really there. I'm on the forefront.
Well, I appreciate that. It didn't trigger a trauma. It just seemed inappropriate to say at the time. And I never called you the R word. And I said,
well, you should, because I'm not, you know, like, that wouldn't be a very nice thing to say. You shouldn't say that about disabled people.
No, the other R word.
Which one? Sorry.
Bleep. No, you can't say that, Gina.
Oh, well, isn't that what you said?
You can say real estate.
Is that what you said? I was calling you.
No. I said I wasn't calling you the R word.
Oh. Okay, I don't know what that is, but thank you.
You know, I just said it had undertones that made it feel R. She's like,
oh, Republican? Don't say that. I can get canceled for that.
Rotund? No, we're not going to fat shame.
Rizzoli and Isles? Like, I love that show. You can call me in the R word.
Rotini? Yeah, I love that pasta shape.
Okay.
Yeah, you can call me that.
I accept that. And, like, I really wish instead of sitting down with Kiki Monique, you would have sat down with me.
And she's like, yeah, but to your point, why would she sit down with you? You were having a fight with her at the time, and you were making shitty comments behind her back. Why does she need to sit down with you about it? Saying something later, why aren't you sitting down with all the people you sit and giggle their screenshots of gossip with Emily? Why aren't you the one shut up. Gina.
Yeah. Why aren't you all this talk about, like, I wish you would have come and talked, you know, cause just said it to my face, basically, when she's, like you said, just doing all this stuff behind people's backs. So, Katie is like, yeah, but to your point, we were trying to do better. And I told her, I said, you know, I don't think Gina's a bad person, but these times made me feel that way. And her and I were bonding over being people of color in this space, cause it's predominantly not people of color, right? And to be the first Asian on Orange County in 18 years means a lot to me. That's my subtle way of saying thank you for all you white ladies for running off the one piece of diversity that comes across the stage in years and years and years.
Okay, but my intention was not to trigger trauma. And, like, you know, even if I trigger trauma, like, I didn't mean to run you off because of your race. Like, I meant to run you off because of your personality. So, like, I hope that suffices.
And she's like, thank you. Thank you, Katie.
Okay, does anyone else want to apologize to Katie?
And everyone's just
silent.
And so Katie's like, well, I mean, if you guys need any ideas, I think being called as evil as Alexis could get an apology. And Shannon's like, well, I was going to say earlier, but when Bravo Social came to me and said, is there anything that you regret from this season? And I said, I was so hurt by the thought that you would betray me that I wasn't happy with what I said after you betrayed me. But so, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know.
Either way, I will have both for breakfast tomorrow. Thank you. So Andy is like, Katie, is there a place to move forward with some of the people in this group? I hope so. All right. Well, I do too. Okay. And so then Gina's like, oh my God, this is like the stupidest thing I've ever won. I swear. I'm like, guess what? I'm going to say, no, it's not the stupidest because we've seen a lot of things on you, Gina. We've seen a lot of looks.
Lot. But it's not great. You're correct. No. You're correct. It's not great.
Every time I look at you, I'm like, she has to be uncomfortable. It's like the stupidest choice I've ever made.
I am sweating. Is no one hot in here? Is no one menopausal?
Whoa. Double Alfredo. That was a good one. Write that one down. It's going into one woman show.
You're the one who's always freezing. What's going on here? Okay, so whatever. So now we go to Gretchen.
Dun, dun, dun. Gretchen.
So she's in her trailer, and she's not allowing Slade to come. And she's saying he's going to be supportive at home. And then back on the couches, Shannon is like, oh, my God, I hate this. There's a side view of my tree trunk over here. So back to Gretchen. She's like, I'm excited about clearing up all the BS that Katie has spinned.
And Glam is like, what's she saying?
Yeah, she's saying that I told her that Tamara drugged me, which is not true. I never said that. I did say it. I never said it.
Maybe so I did, but like, I didn't, but that happened, but it didn't happen. Everybody needs to understand it, because I'm telling the truth, not. It's opposite day.
In 19 seasons of Orange County, we've seen many Real Housewives kids grow up before our eyes, even if their moms somehow never age a day. And while this group doesn't always agree on everything, they all share one characteristic in common. Everyone here is a loving and devoted mom. Watch.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Orange County kids are real special. We've had 19 years of watching these kids grow up, different kids grow up. And like, actually this current batch is doing pretty well, I would say overall, but I have to say the Orange County track record has been pretty rough.
It's been bad. Pretty
rough when it comes to the trajectories.
It hasn't been great.
Yeah.
Basically, guys, I'm going to pretend this is a segment about everybody's kids, but I'm really going to give about 5 minutes for Emily to come up with self-diagnoses for her son. Emily, let's do this.
Excuse me. How could you not even include any content about Nikki? He works for the Altman Group. This is a disgrace. He's 19 and a realtor. If you ever exclude my children again from the Children Growing Up Well montage, it will cost you a lot.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Sirens are coming. I shouldn't have mentioned Orange County children. Okay. Sorry. That was my bad. Emily.
Did Dawson pass out again?
Emily, go ahead. So she's like, oh my God, everything with Luke is so crazy. And then I was getting all these emails from people on DMs. And they were like, oh, okay, I'll post that thing about Katie later. Oh, sorry, that was the wrong DM. I was getting things from DMs. And these moms were like, have you tested him for pandas?
Wait a minute, that's amazing. I love pandas. God, can a panda ever sit still? That's my question.
Oh my God, pandas are so cute. I watch so many panda videos. Is it serious? Are you sure? Because like the other day I saw a panda and was like trying to get into a tie and then it like fell over. It was so cute.
Oh, sorry. That was my person applauding you, Gina.
Yeah, he's got something called pandas because he had strep throat and this strep throat went to his brain and now I'm going to get lasers on his brain. The brain's going to be shrunk by the lasers.
This is actually crazy.
This is a crazy story. I mean, looked up pandas after because I was like, what? Like some of this, I never know what to believe on Housewives. You know, I really never do. And especially when it comes to Emily, because, you know, Emily has a lot of anti-vax, you know, MAGA stuff in her history. So I'm like, well, is this coming from a medical doc? Like, what is this? What is this? And it's pretty crazy. what it is. Mm-hmm. I didn't find anything that said laser on the brain was a treatment for it, honestly. And I'm not even criticizing it because I don't know. I'm just saying I didn't find that in my amateur research into it. But this is nuts. So she's going to take her kid in, and basically it caused brain swelling on him, which is causing all these bizarre behaviors. And the lasers are supposed to shrink your brain a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand any of that, but like, it's crazy. I mean, strep throat is like very scary because like you can have strep throat and then a month later it like rears its ugly head again in some terrible other form. But I never heard about this and I don't doubt it at all. I know it's a real thing because I did look it up as well, but like that must be really, really scary. And I actually do think it was one of the upsides of her. We criticized a lot that she was using this as a storyline, but this is one of the upsides, is that like that a lot of moms like reached out to her and were like, you should check this out, because if that really is one of the causes of his some of his unexpected behavior, like it's good to get a grasp on that. But this is really wild. So yeah, I guess we'll see how that pans out.
We'll see how that pans out. All right.
Pandas out. Right. Yeah.
Alfredo. So insensitive.
So then we talk about Dawson graduating at his boot camp ceremony. And she's like, well, you know, so many people worried about Dawson, and I also got messages, which is crazy. I did get a lot of messages of pandas, though, which was very weird. So I'm not sure if that's the same thing, but I just want to reiterate, pandas are great, you know, and 2+2 pandas. Who loves 6 pandas? Me. I do.
Okay, things are still not adding up. Well, just tell us about Dawson. He's kind of hot.
Okay, well, Dawson faints a lot, so he was tired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he was in boot camp in the last 3 days. It's called The Crucible. It's this crazy thing where they have to like stay up all night and perform the entire play of The Crucible. And I think it was just like a lot for him. Arthur Miller is very intense and he just passed out. And I can understand that.
But he did come
back. Are you sure that's what The Crucible is?
He did come back with the letter A tattooed on his chest, which I still don't really get.
That's the Scarlet Letter, Jen.
What I meant to say was that he was going to be hanged, and then it turned out that he got to escape, but then it turned out it was all a dream.
That's another piece of fiction from high school too.
Well, basically what happened, Andy, is he was on his way to boot camp and the plane crashed, and then all of his friends were stuck out there and they had to take care of themselves, and then they started to turn on each other until one got a conch shell and the nerd lost his glasses and became a monster and killed everybody.
I think that's Lord of the Flies.
No, that's actually Ryan. He just loves getting into those flies. Am I right? Anyone? No?
So Tamara, you mentioned that you and Sydney saw each other. She hates when you talk about her on television. Talk about it. So she's like,
she came to the house. She's gonna let me Sophia. Simon is sad. And I said, you better hug me or I'm gonna call the police on you. So she hugged me. And then she said, you better not talk about this on television. And I said, I promise you I won't. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. And then she left. Sydney's on TV right now. And I'm so sad about it, Andy.
You know, Sydney is at home throwing remote controls at the TV. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, she's coming. She's like, come to Simon. She's coming around again.
So Andy's like, oh, good. That's great. Shannon, is Stella still visiting every country in the Northern Hemisphere?
Yes, she is. And she also let me know that she wants to go into hospitality. I said, that's not a real career. And she said, you're not a real mother. I said, oh, don't you speak to me. I brought you into this world. So I'll take you out of this world. And she said, try to reach me. I'm in Europe now. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. But, you know, I am still your mother and I'm alone right now and I'm going through things. And she said, well, I'm never going to come back to America. So, things are great. I'm really happy with her choices.
Yeah, she's going into hospitality. So naturally, she's not coming back to America where there are no restaurants or hotels. So that's sad.
Okay, Emily, Sam from Waterston's daughter has Sam Waterston's face. Isn't that crazy? Wants to know, how is your relationship with Shane going?
Oh, God. Who cares?
But everyone wants to know.
Everybody burning in all of our minds. How's it going with Shane?
Well, you know, everyone, I get from a lot of places. I just like Shane's just like solid and pragmatic, and he's just unemotional about things, and it's just like really helpful.
Yeah, and I loved your wife swap episode. Did you experience anything in your home with Shane, and are you doing more around the house? Does anyone care about this? Everyone agrees it was the worst wife swap episode of the season, right? Everyone? No?
Well, the writing sure did, Andy, but I did learn that pigs make me more tolerable, so I might be shooting with one next season.
Well, do you realize that Shane does a lot?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I think Shane liked that other wife too, Emily. You better watch out.
Another thing that was on the internet today was the wife from that episode, mm-hmm. the snotty New Jersey wife. And she was doing those one of those videos where you're putting on makeup and talking at the same time.
Come get ready with me.
She's like,
Come get ready with me.
Like, yeah, so, you know, I went on wife swap and, you know, I'm kind of connected to the Gorgas because I was the lady that had that house that remember when Joe Gorga said that he flipped that house, but then he used fake pictures. That was my house. And I had to go online and tell him to stop using my house. And then he did. So that's my drama. The New York, the New Jersey ladies.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I love Bravo kept this lady because, you know, they were going to add her to Jersey just to have that for a storyline and didn't keep her, but ended up just using her for wife swap instead.
Yep, exactly.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Picture this. You're standing on the beach when you notice something strange. The horizon doesn't look right. At first, all you can see is a thin white line stretching as far as your eyes can see. Then the line starts to rise. But it's not the horizon at all. It's a wave, a 30-foot wall of water, and it's racing straight toward you. On the day after Christmas in 2004, a 9.1 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Indonesia, triggering a devastating tsunami. It struck Thailand without warning. No alarms, no cell phone alerts, no evacuation. In this season of Against the Odds, experience one of the deadliest natural disasters in history through the perspectives of those who did everything they could to survive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Against the Odds, Tsunami in Thailand, early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
So now we go to break, and when we come back, they're all predicting that Gretchen's going to wear pink because, like, of course, you know. And then Emily's like, oh, Tamara's wearing pink too. Isn't that funny that they match? You guys were given a color scheme of pink, maroon, and stupid. Okay, like, there will be some overlap. So Gretchen comes out. She's wearing, is that like a corset? What do you call that kind of top? It's almost, I don't know, but like the boning and... it's like very much like, it's like sexy boudoir bordello. I forget what you, it's not, a, that's not like, is that a corset top? Is it a corset? Is it a?
Yeah. It's like kind of an ice skating wedding type thing. Weird outfit as usual. So she comes and she's not booed. So I'm immediately annoyed and everybody just jumps on her and starts kissing her ass and telling her how beautiful she looks. Of course they're doing it in their way, you know, which is like, wow, Gretchen, you look so great. You, Andy says, you look like a pink Elsa. And Tamara's like,
I was thinking giant Bene Vanti.
Oh, I love the way you dress. It's just so poor person, but also maybe you could be on your way to work at a child's birthday party. It's just so, maybe it's a costume. Maybe it's an outfit. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's a fashion crime. I don't know. You know, one of those. God, you look great, Gretchers.
You look great. Yeah, and by the way, I just want you to know that when I said she looked like she'd been preserved in formaldehyde, that's a compliment.
Yeah, meaning you're beautiful, Gretchen. You're so beautiful. And you know what? The more transphobic things you love, the more beautiful you become. You're beautiful.
Yeah, so I was kind of grossed. And Gretchen's like,
yeah, I mean, listen, I could take it on the chin. You know what I mean? It's made out of titanium. Okay, well, what have you been doing since we last saw you, besides begging me to be back? You obviously have a beautiful daughter with slayed face. And in terms of, like, work, what have you been doing? She's like, well, like, I do digital marketing, and I'm considered an influencer, and so that's my main source of income for me. So use Gretchen code 20 to get a discount.
I was like, oh, my God. You practice this, and you still can't get it out right. Code Gretchen 20.
What are you getting?
To get a discount.
On what?
Discounts.
A discount on discounts?
Yeah.
What's that discount on?
Song.
Okay, great.
So Andy's like, what is Slade doing? And she's like,
he's a consultant. And he also sits on the Liberace Foundation board. So, see, we can't hate gay people. He loves Liberace. And that's the gayest people there ever was. Right?
And Liberace was famously very comfortable with homosexuality.
Yeah, super loved it. And Andy's like, Liberace, the pianist? No, Andy.
She's like, ah.
Liberace, the house painter. Yes, Liberace, the pianist. And someone also posted today, and thank you, social media, for giving me so much today.
Thank you, but, social media. Thank you so much.
They posted that Slade is listed as an unpaid board member. He's a volunteer board member of this Liberace Foundation in Vegas.
What does the Liberace Foundation actually do?
It supports children in the arts. Like, it gives grants to kids in the arts. And I actually know because I went there. I saw Liberace's house with Jackie Siegel. And so I met those people. Oh. And let me tell you, that is an incredible... Nothing really. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to say, except I think that Slade hooked this up through friends of theirs, probably, if I had to guess.
No, he literally said it. Gretchen literally says it. She's like...
So like we are friends with Jonathan Warren and he's like the consul to like Monaco and he runs the foundation of Las Vegas. And so he asked Slade to be on that board.
Yeah.
What, who's saying Slade Smiley should be on the Liberace board?
I mean, unpaid and is volunteered. This is, so he's doing nothing is what you're saying. He's doing nothing.
Wow. All right. Well, we had a bitter feud 16 years and counting and Tamara and Gretchers reintroduced themselves to each other in hopes they could view each other in a better light. Unfortunately, Bravo won't spring for better light. So everybody looks just as crazy. Okay. Yeah. Let's check out some flashbacks.
So we see some flashbacks of all of this stuff. And then we get, okay,
Tamara, boobs from RSQ wants to know, how can you pretend that bringing Joe De La Rosa to two events wasn't an intentional dig at Gretchen?
And she's like,
well, it wasn't a dig at Gretchen. Joe is one of my friends who I like to bring around because she pisses off Gretchen.
And Gretchen's like,
yeah, but do you think that like it's interesting that like out of all the people that she could have picked to bring, she brought Joe. But I mean, I guess I don't expect anything less. However, no, stop saying however at the end of the sentence. It doesn't work that way. I'm not here to serve you.
I didn't think you were.
So, Gretchen, how are you blaming Tamara for Slade not having a job for nearly two decades? She's like,
if it came across that way, then I'm sorry. No, it didn't come across that way. It's what you said, Gretchen. So, well, what I was trying to say is that, like, being on the public domain at such a level like that, it can cause harm to someone's life.
No, you didn't say that. You said that everything Tamara did made it impossible for him to get work. That's what you said. And she's like,
let me tell you something. He's like a white, straight Christian man. He will like, if he has a shred of competency, people are going to let him like have another shot and give him jobs.
His job okay? is like, that's, mooching off of Gretchen. That's what his job is.
He can get a job. Okay. He has like a lot of privilege and he like, we've seen it before. Cancel culture only goes really so far. It's not actually really a real thing. Everyone rebounds from cancel culture. He's not canceled from Tamara. He is canceled from either laziness or his own ineptitude.
He's canceling himself because he doesn't want to have money to have to pay that child support back. And we all fucking know it. So you can say whatever you want to, but he's not making money on purpose. And he's working, quote unquote, for you, holding that camera so you guys don't have to pay the child support, which is also why you're not married to him, so they can't start garnishing your ass. Okay, Gretchers. Mm-hmm. So,
And I like Tamara's response because she's like, oh, yeah, but him getting arrested didn't affect him trying to get a job here. Wait, what did Slade get arrested
child
for?
Child support.
Was it child support? He actually got arrested over that?
I think. Wow. I'll look it up while you do the rest. Well,
what? No, see, everything that's out there, that's why I can't get a job, Ronnie.
So Tamara
was like, okay, arrested Gretchen. In 2009 on a civil contempt warning for failing to pay child support. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Gretchen, Chase from Salt Lake City is crazy on a yacht. Sorry, Christina Applegate wants to know, how does Slade...
What do you think of that whole thing? Everybody's like, oh my God. So for those of you who didn't see that, Christina Applegate came out with a tweet and was like, oh, how dare the ladies of Salt Lake City not respect the staff of this boat? That is disgusting. And I've watched a lot of this in my life. And people are like, oh my God, queen, icon. I was kind of like, come on, Karen. This is a Salt Lake City ladies on Below Deck. They're doing their job. Let them work. Please back away.
You know, and
let them work. I don't need your morals here, Christina Applegate.
You know who doesn't respect the hard work of the staff on Below Deck is the staff of Below Deck. They're the ones who are have all like, well, Daisy is trying her best, but meaning that like Daisy had to put up with Gary for like 4 years, and everyone's had to deal with so much bullshit just internally with all the fucked up power structures there that like the women on Salt Lake are the least of anyone's concerns on that.
Yeah, program, call the police. You complaining about what kind of Bravo fan complains that the Salt Lake City ladies are too crazy on Below Deck? Ooh, oh no.
This is like literally a gift to Below Deck because there's so many Real Housewives watchers who like refuse to watch Below Deck. And this is Bravo's way of being like, you should watch this other franchise that we have, this other blockbuster franchise that's really good. So this, if anything, she should be appreciative of this great exposure that the brand is getting.
Yeah. And if anybody needs to be criticized, it's the staff for trying to interrupt fights to do stupid things like serve a stupid monster head cake, put it down on the table and walk away. Like, now is not the time for you to come have your captain sitting down scene. Okay. You either sit here and take the fight or you walk away, which you did, but you don't get both choices. Okay. You're either in it or you're not in it, but this is not about you. This is about the Salt Lake City Housewives, and they came to work and give us the best season of any show this year. So quiet, Applegate.
Quiet, Applegate. Still love you, but quiet.
So Andy's yeah, love like, you in general, but on this one, nah, you're wrong on this one. Take the no. L.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Take the L. So Andy's like, how does Slade contribute to the household? Well, what you guys didn't see on camera is I said when Slade goes to the grocery store, it goes to his account. So like he can buy like mac and cheese, and that's like really helpful for both of us.
Uh-huh. So if Slade doesn't have a job or make any money, what's in his account? Nothing. You have a joint account. That's all your money. So if he goes to the store, he pays for it with your account. And if you go to the store, you pay for it with your account. Stop trying to be slippery, Gretchen. You're not smart.
Whatever your relationship is with Slade, it's absolutely your business. Oh, sure. And the only reason it was even a conversation is because we were talking about getting married. And you said you couldn't marry him because of financial reasons. And I said, that's hilarious. You don't even have 3 pennies to your name between both of you. So why even bother with that? That was never going to be on the table.
I don't think we meant to say who is buying the groceries. I think we meant to say you get groceries. How do either of you afford groceries? But that's neither here nor there.
My question to you is more like, what is your favorite product? Canned salmon or canned okra? I just am so curious about this whole canning revolution.
This is a little one.
Is someone checking Alfredo? I think he fell over.
And here we go. Another problem with this is that Heather's referencing a conversation they had in 2012, right? So we see a flashback to that where Gretchen's like,
well, Slade is trying to get caught up on debt and trying to get the things resolved with in court.
Child support. And she's like, okay, so you don't want to take that on in marriage. And she goes, yeah, I don't want to take it on. So that was when Gretchen had a moment of honesty 13 years ago and decided not to ever have another one. After. So we come back to the present.
Oh, it's, by the way, also a little shitty. If you really think about it, like initially I remember thinking like, well, I get that. Like he has to get his shit in order before I like get married. But I also kind of feel like if you love someone, you're like, we're going to get through this together, right? Like I'm going to help you get through this so that way we can start our life together. Not like, okay, you figure out your shit and then you can finally get married to me.
If that was a decent person there and they said, look, you have a contentious breakup with your ex. You've got a child. This child has cancer. You have not paid $150,000 in child support to a cancer-ridden child. I'm going to help you pay this because I'm going to be part of your family now. And we're going to take care of this and take care of this child who deserves your money at the very least. If he's not going to have your love or anything else, he's going to get your money and we're going to take care of this. They don't say, I'm not going to marry you because I don't want to be responsible for that mistake you made with that cancer kid. She's a wretched fucking human being. Thank you, Eddie. She is disgusting. So there are so many reasons to hate this lady. I cannot believe they're sitting here acting like, oh, sorry, we asked you about it, Gretcher. Sorry.
Heather's like, okay, then you got engaged. And that's why we thought this was all fake.
Yeah, and not one of us ever said that your relationship is fake, bitch.
No, it was about the proposal based on what you told me on camera. And then we see that proposal, that crazy thing where she's like,
will you get married to me?
She's like, look,
however, that was a very real moment for me to be there, even though the producers said that it was kind of a fake moment on a special that aired like 6 years ago. But getting engaged to the man that I loved after his son had just been in the hospital and was told he was going to die, I just wanted him to show the man how much I loved him. And that was what that was about. Okay. However,
really? Because I thought that it was because you wanted to get married on TV and have Bravo pay for your wedding. That's kind of how it seemed.
Yeah. The boss of the show is like, that's not it's not true, Gretchen.
Like, he's like, I know the inside scoop. Okay, you can't do this bullshit.
Yeah. And she's like, no. And Heather just starts cracking up because Andy's so shady. And he's like,
okay, so when do you think you'll be ready to get be married? When do you think you'll be ready to get married? She's like, well, I mean, I'm ready whenever. I just don't think it's something that we wake up every day talking about.
We talk about Jesus and Christianity. And as we all know, getting married is not a really big deal part of that.
They're going to get married whenever she's not going to be on the hook for that child support that they refuse to pay for the dead kid with cancer. That's when. So she's like, you have a child together. That's the biggest commitment of all. And look how well he dealt with the last one. And Gretchen's like, I know. Yeah, exactly. Tamara's like, but in God's eyes, don't you think you should be married? God loves married people. Everybody knows it. I'll let you dare me. But you can't wait to get back to you.
She actually is married in God's eyes. Yeah, they had a ceremony. It was great. They had a full-on ceremony. I got disinvited the last second also. It's kind of weird how that keeps on happening, but it's a beautiful ceremony, I hear.
Yeah, a few years ago, we actually got married, but with an ordained pastor.
And he's like, wow, you did? You're married?
She goes, yeah, but we didn't go to a courthouse and get paperwork, but we did have a ceremony and Skylar was there and it was so special.
Okay, well, Riley... from not Candy Burris's daughter, but secretly, yes, I am. It's me, says Gretchen. You've mentioned several times during Heather's sleepover how Fireball gets you wild. Were you looking for liquid cards to bring up the rumor?
No, I had no intent of bringing up the fact that Tamara had sex with Nelson and tried to sing a song with him and then had sex again and then sang while she was having sex. I never meant to bring that up.
Well, this person who was involved in the affair, whose name rhymes with Schmelson, but we won't say out loud, vehemently denies the allegation and insists that it was a complete fabrication. I don't know if I'm a lame alien, Sandy. Vehemently.
Strongly.
Oh, strongly what?
Denies. Strongly denied the allegations that he was ever inside Tamara. Okay?
Look, this was not premeditated. Okay, it's not premeditated. It was just girls being girls. You know, you take a bunch of people used to eating canned beans around a trash can of fire under freeway and you give them something called charcuterie and just watch them go, Andy. They were drunk with the power.
So, Tamara goes,
bullshit, was being abetted. Tamara, you know what, when I
brought some... You just be quiet, Orphan Annie. You just shut up.
Cameraman. Shut up. Help me out. Cameraman. No. Craft service lady.
Gotta be rescued this. Come on. Lighting guy.
Face. Yeah.
Okay.
Shut your stupid mouth. This
is Mr. Grip. You gotta help me on this one.
All I can hear is waddle, waddle, waddle.
It's crazy.
What? Shut up.
Someone's gotta help.
Time to sleep.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk.
No.
I'm going to talk.
Stupid.
Because this is part of the process, no, girl.
Oh, no, let me finish this. Girl.
Well, don't.
You know what? I was very proud of the fact that I was young and hip and said girl. And then you just threw it right back in my face. I did not appreciate that.
I don't know why she has such a hard-on for me.
And Gretchen's like, it's so weird. So Tamara's like,
Gretchen tried to bring the song out of Vicky's house. That's when she tried to bring it out. The night that she called and said, oh, it's Eddie Gay.
So she's saying that this has been she's been trying to make this happen since 2017. And then we see a clip of Gretchen being with that gay in the terrible wig who used to be Emily's friend. And remember when Tamara in the beginning, when Emily came on in the beginning and Tamara was being mean to Emily and Emily took Tamara on that walk and she's like, why are you so mean to me? And Tamara's like,
because you're friends with people who are terrible to me, like that gay in the terrible wig.
And we see a shot of that gay. He's like, uh-huh. And so they were fighting over this gay. This has been a very messy gay on Orange County.
Yeah, it's some of the messiest gays we've seen have come from Orange County. So Gretchen's like,
What was the conversation at that party? And Tamara's, oh, God. I was like, okay, so years ago. Okay. I want to move on. Okay, so Emily, this question is from you. Jonah from a whale somewhere said, why would you bring up the rumor to Tamara when Gretchen asked you not to?
Oh, I've got a very clear answer that's going to make a lot of sense with a lot of logic. I was really irritated by the fact that they had just been at the beach and they had had a conversation that they were both going to come back and they came back to the table holding hands and they had agreed to a truce. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, I was really hopeful and I was really, really hopeful and that they were going to move forward.
I'm like, so you destroyed it over like, let's brush that shit under the rug. Okay. Like, why did you facilitate it falling apart? Because you felt they were being fake. And this person who, you know, looks at headlines and laughs behind people's backs with Gina about it.
Yeah. So she's like, I was really hopeful they were moving forward. That's why I made sure they didn't move forward.
Yeah. And I didn't say one word about Gretchen. Not one word to make it up. Not even one. She's like, okay. Can I talk to that? Okay. I agree with them on that. And I want to apologize for you doing that. But I'm just telling you that that was what was out in the press. And you know, that's a problem, Tamara, because you can say stuff that's in the press. But if I say stuff in the press, everybody else is like an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You always turn it around on someone else. Are you a DJ? Because you're really turning things around on the turntable, because that's what DJs do. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Andy, or Tamara, sorry, Pee-wee from Big Adventure wants to know, why are you overacting about this rumor when it was from so long ago? Don't you also bring up old dirt on people? She goes, oh yeah, name one freak Pee-wee from Big Adventure, whatever your stupid gay name is, say it, name it.
Excuse me, but you did accuse Jen of having an affair.
2 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever.
What? I can't even say anything, girl. I can't even say anything.
That was before therapy. Well, shut up, Shannon, stupid.
Well, Tamara, you did bring up tonight that Shannon recorded Vicky.
Yeah, because she's going after Katie when she's doing the same thing. That's a hypocrite. I'm allowed to bring that up.
But you know what my intent was? To make sure everyone's safe. Everyone is safe and sound on my camera.
Well, everybody was safe, so then why did you call me and tell me, who the hell would be with Vicky? She treats her boyfriend like shit. Why'd you say that then?
I did not say that, Tamara. No, I did not say that. I did not say that.
Yeah, you did.
But you just gotta prove the point of this question.
No, because it was 2 years ago.
No, I understand, but the point of the question was you bring stuff up all the time from the past.
Yeah, well.
And you just brought up two things right now.
Yeah, well, it's because I have the right to. Shut up. Everybody shut up.
Now, there's a case in point. Case in point.
Anyone? Case in point. I said case in point, Alfredo. Get with it, bro. The moment's already lost. Lost.
And well, Tamara, you told Shanny, shut up, damn it. No, but you said, shut up, Jimmy, shut up, Shanny. No, Tamara, you said, Shanny, shut your goddamn mouth, Shanny. I'm gonna shut up this in your throat so hard, you're never gonna talk again, Shanny.
Well, I can't even say it. Hey, okay, well, I'm trying to prove a point.
You did a very good job proving it, Andy.
Well, my point is, we're not the only ones that bring up stuff from the past. Well, I have something to say on this. Oh, shut up, Shannon. Just shut your goddamn mouth, you fucking monster from the Blue Lagoon. Come back in there and kill Brooke Shields or whatever. Get out of here, monster.
I can't even, Tamara Grudge over there. you know what? Don't let anybody else affect how you continue to do that. I know, but like, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it, bitch.
Well, but like, when we were at your house for cake decorating, remember? God, I love bringing up that night. You threw out again that I've had all these affairs. And then we went outside and you said, oh God, I was mad and I just probably made it up.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You said you poked me and I was mad. Remember you said that? That was a good one, girlfriend.
I did make it up. It was something I heard though. But, you know, I should have never, I regret saying it. Okay. Cause the conversation we were having at the table was getting so heated. What else am I going to say? Except cheating on your husband, slut. I mean,
It's pure hypocrisy. That's what this is, everyone. Pure hypocrisy. Who do you think you are? Like, honestly, I don't have to listen to anything she says. Anything. Not a goddamn thing.
Shut your goddamn fried chicken mouth. I can't even look at you without thinking of fried chicken yapping at me. Be quiet, Shannon.
Why is Tamara allowed to just do this every time Shannon speaks? Why is nobody like, hey, other people get to talk too, and you don't get to just yell, shut the fuck up every time someone speaks? What kind of therapy are you going to? This is crazy. Is there anybody working here?
She's at physical therapy. That's the problem.
What do you mean? I thought that like by loosening up my hips, I would get better emotional responses.
You have.
So, Emily,
that's my storyline. But didn't you have pictures at the cake party of her having some affair, of Gretchen having an affair?
And Shannon's like, but see, Tamara, you show up with evidence every single time. That was me in the flashback, by the way. I did a great job in that flashback. Yeah, because at that point, I'd had it with her. I'd had it. See, it's okay for me to bring things up from the past. You just can't bring stuff up from the past.
Yeah, basically, she's a hypocrite, just like the rest of you. So were these pictures, were these old pictures of Gretchen making out with that Jeff guy?
Tamara, you got to love Tamara whipping out 15-year-old pictures at a cake party.
So, Tamara says she'd had it, so she's allowed to do it. And then Gretchen's like, yeah, but just because you were mad about something from 15 years ago, you shouldn't have even brought it up 15 years ago. Like, that wasn't cool either. And so Tamara's just shooing her off. She's like, get out of here, stupid. Just wave everybody off, Tamara. Oh, no, I'm just waving you off, stupid. You shut up, Shannon.
But I'm talking about 15 years ago, Tamara, when you made up all the lies about me back then.
So now we're going back to the big, where it all started. This is where, it started with.
Were you at Best Lake?
But now the big reunion. And Gretchen's like, what was the reason then? Why'd you bring things up then? And Tamara's like,
well, I didn't make up any lies about you 15 years ago. Oh, sure you didn't.
It was the affair.
Okay, yeah. Hold on, I'm going to purse my lips and lick myself a little bit. Me and Vicky both walked in at Gina Kiel's and we saw you sitting there on Bloop's lap, making out with him. We saw it.
Oh my God, you're such a fucking liar, Camille.
You're a fucking liar.
You're a liar.
You are. You're a piece of shit.
Okay, Tamara.
You're a piece of shit. Liar. And for so long, you've been coming after me. For so long.
It's like, this was a whole segment about how you've been coming after her for 15 years. But of course, she immediately turns it. It was like,
you've been coming after me this whole time. And you've been going after my husband. And you've been going after me. You've been going after my kids. My mom can't even fuck a guy from Costco without you coming for somebody. I don't talk about you never.
Oh, okay, yeah. You don't talk about me ever. Sure.
And it just ends on Katie going, this is insane. That brings us to the end of Reunion Pod 1, Real Housewives. We'll be back Monday with some Potomac. We'll also have a trailer trash of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which we were blessed to get a trailer with this week. That'll be on Patreon. And we'll see you at 4 p.m. for Amazon Live Pacific time, guys. Pacific time on Monday. Have an amazing weekend, guys. We love you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Just thank you.
Great weekend.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Dawson fainted.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God, Dawson. Oh, Dawson.
Walk into the club, everybody say my name. Walk into the mall and same. Everywhere I go, people holler every day. I raise my hands up and holler back. Hey, bitch. If you don't know me, you're welcome to blow me, bitch. Parade, don't even try to shade. blogs, Reddit, Facebook, and Insta. I rule them all, cause when I play, I win. The People magazine called and said, I'm the bet. Ask me lots of questions, I answered everyone. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. You pretend not to love me, but don't think you're above me. Batch. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. You can try to hate me, but life celebrates me.
Boy, Batch. Girl, Batch. Another boat.
Batch, Batch. All around the world, even sharks.
That's a stretch.
Batch.
Mommy,
Batch.
Daddy,
Batch.
Even baby.
Batch, Batch. Read the holy book, even God saved a wretch. Batch.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.